head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors, Nancy Fisher, now takes the headset. Well, Coach, well, what a match it was, first of all. And we talked about it before the match, and in fact, earlier in the week. You wanted to find out here tonight if you could compete with a team like AV, a team that had been to state. You thought you could, and you certainly did, and you come out with a victory on their senior night. It's got to feel good.
It does feel very good, and especially after dropping that first set, we were kind of disappointed in our play. We thought we just made too many errors to allow them to win that set. And, of course, obviously, they were forcing a lot of our mistakes, but we were also making some errors of our own, and we feel really fortunate to be able to come out of here with a three-set win.
Well, no doubt. I mean, you look at how set one went. It seemed like you guys were in control, albeit it was a close deficit that you guys were maintaining over AV, but, you know, a lead for you most of the set, and then they kind of just took over with four or five straight points at the end. Maddie Dement kind of got off there from the middle of the net. Despite that, though, what did you say in the huddle after that first set to get the team, you know, back in the right mind to take sets two and three?
Well, basically, it was just that it was our errors that had led to our downfall, and if we could fix our errors, play good, solid defense, and now we really felt like we kind of knew what we needed to do defensively, that we would be all right.
You know, we talk about Maddie Dement. They've got a lot of talented hitters, Gracie Smith, Kirsten Day. And it seems like you guys, and I know that the reputation for you guys is defense, and, you know, you certainly lived up to that tonight. There's a couple balls that you guys were able to get off the floor, keep off the floor, I should say, that it didn't feel like should have been kept off, but you guys were able to do it. What do you do in practice? It seems like there's an extra emphasis for the Valley Catholic Warriors on defense.
And there is. And so, you know, where a lot of teams might come out in the first drills that they might do at practice are offensive drills. Ours are defensive drills, and we just spent a lot of time working on defense. And I think over the years we've taken just a lot of pride in our defense, and so it's not too difficult to get kids to buy into that's sort of what we're known for. And so we really wanted to play good defense. As I had said earlier, I thought last year when we played AV that their defense outshone ours, and so tonight we want to make sure that it was our defense that was showing up for this game and playing well.
From a player's perspective for you guys, when you're in those adverse situations, you know, you drop set one after leading most of the time, who kind of reels you back in? Of course, you have a role in that as well, but who are some of the players that kind of do that as well?
Well, I think the seniors in general. I think Rachel Lloyd, she runs the show, and sometimes she gets a little bit too upset with herself, but I think she reels us in. But I also think any number of those hitters can. You know, they get pop off a good hit, and they really will get excited about it. I thought Hannah Drury did a really nice job for us tonight, really played within herself, got us some crucial hits when we needed them, and just did a good job. I thought Riley Siebert had kind of a little bit of a rough first set, but she came alive in the second and third sets, and she didn't just swing well, but she played good defense when she wasn't blocking on the front row, and I thought just it was a team effort. I thought everybody contributed.
Hannah Drury, by the way, is the way we went for our Applebee's of Farmington player of the game. It seemed like whenever you needed a big hit, and there was a lot of your hitters that were good tonight, but it seemed like she was, you know, really performing in those big moments, huh?
Yes, and she's done a really nice job, you know, just coming alive and really growing this season. You know, if you would have seen her in the first couple of matches, she didn't look nearly as confident, nor did she hit as well. And tonight was just an example of how she has played here of late, and we hope she can continue to grow. And I believe she will. She's a great worker in practice.
No doubt. And, you know, we talked about this too, and you mentioned it with Riley Siebert. A tough start to the match, but she rebounds and ends up having a good match. You know, when we saw you early in the season against Central, you were without her. And, of course, you had just lost Lainey Bauman from last year, which, you're kind of down two hitters from last year at the very start of the season. Seems like your offense has just really come into its own as the season's progressed, and that was on display tonight, huh?
I thought we did a good job. There were times when I didn't think we ran as quickly as we should have, and it allowed Dement to get in on some blocks and Day as well. But the other thing is you have to credit them. They are quick.
Yep.
To get to the block. And even if we tried to do a little bit of setting wide or get them out of the block, they got there and they got a hand on a lot of balls, and a lot of them they put right back on our court.
Well, now you look forward to, you know, the rest of the year, a couple more matches and MAAA play, whether it be large or small school. But now you're 4-0 in the small school division. With this win, you've clinched at least a share of it. How does it feel?
It feels great, and I know it feels great for the kids, and we had a lot of fans out here tonight, and it was something great to do for them as well.
No doubt. And, of course, you know, just looking forward into MAAA Conference Tournament play, seedings coming out for that soon, and then, you know, you'll be on to districts as well. This feels like a statement win for you guys as you head into that stage of the season where, you know, you can compete with anybody.
Well, hopefully we can, and we have a big matchup on Monday night against St. John at St. John, so that will be interesting. You know, that crosstown rivalry, you might as well throw all the records out. It doesn't make any difference. You know, it's going to be a hard-fought battle, probably three sets because it almost always goes three sets. So we'll just hope that that we end up playing very well.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time, and we're certainly looking forward to seeing what you do the rest of the season after tonight. A big victory for you guys, 2-1 over AV. Thanks for joining us, and again, congrats on the win.
Thank you very much.
That is Head Coach Nancy Fisher of the Valley Catholic Warriors joining us here.